USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The NFL preseason kicked off last night, and so did continued protests by players during the national anthem. Before their game against Tampa Bay, Miami Dolphin wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson knelt during the anthem. A teammate, Robert Quinn, raised his fist, and at least two Philadelphia Eagles players raised their fists. 10 New York Giants players kneeled in the end zone before the anthem was played. It comes as the league is still trying to negotiate a final policy with the Players Association for how to behave during the anthem. One owner made it clear to his players,
"Our policy is that you stand at the anthem, toe on the line."
And none of Jerry Jones' Cowboys did stage any protests during last night's game. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Prosecutors expected to wind up their case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort today. He's accused of bank and tax fraud, as well as conspiracy. There's now an 8th fatality in Northern California's massive car fire near Redding. A heavy equipment operator was killed in a crash while battling the blaze yesterday. Vice President Mike Pence gives a speech at the Pentagon yesterday touting President Trump's vision of a plan to create a Space Force branch of the military. The current NASA administrator, Jim Bridenstine, is a supporter of the idea.
What the president is saying is we want to take these amazing capabilities and we want to elevate them, if you will, to its own military service so that it gets the same representation on the Joint Chiefs of Staff eventually,
okay,
maybe having its own service secretary.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Some military officials and former astronauts are not so warm to the idea. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Wake Forest University assistant men's basketball coach Jamil Jones charged with misdemeanor assault after punching a Florida tourist who died 2 days later. Police say Jones hit Sandor Szabo in the head after he banged on Jones' car window early Sunday in Queens, New York, thinking Jones was his Uber driver. Jones was arraigned last night, entering a not guilty plea. A Republican congressman could face some pretty serious prison time if he ends up convicted of insider trading. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
New York Republican Representative Chris Collins was arrested by the FBI on Wednesday alongside his son and the father of his son's fiancée on insider trading charges. USA Radio News' Tim Berg asked legal analyst Fred Penny what kind of penalties he may be facing.
They've charged him with 13 counts of security fraud, which can face up to 150 years in prison if convicted. But again, we have to remember this. They're all allegations, and everyone is innocent until proven guilty. So this is going to be very fact-based, what happened, details. Once we get that information, then we're going to be able to figure out which way it might be going. But right now, it's all allegations.
Collins has become an important figure in Washington politics under President Trump, the first congressional Republican to endorse the president's candidacy. He's one of Trump's close confidants on Capitol Hill.
Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.